Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I am honored to have fellow entrepreneur Janae McEwen. She is a sponsor of the show with her business Axe Blue Jay. Janae, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Of course. Look, it's been a long time coming. I'm like, I want Janae on the show. We need to talk about Axe Blue Jay. So I am just really, really excited to have you. You know, let's go ahead and jump in. Talk to me about the start of your entrepreneurial journey.
Well, the start. Actually, like many people, it kind of happened for me. I was working with a non-for-profit organization. This was back in like 2012.
Okay.
And they were having tons of issues. So someone needed to kind of guide them in the direction that they needed to go. So okay. At that time, I was a program director. Okay. So I took a hold of their issues and made them work. We got grants, we got funding, we got programs boosted, and it took off. So at one point, someone was like, you know, people get paid to do this. And I was like, what do you mean? I just did it because they needed help. So they pretty much guided me towards creating my business. I started Axe Blue Jay in 2016. Now, imagine this was 4 years after the situation with the not-for-profit.
Okay.
So I was helping people all along. And I was like, well, I looked up some things, and a virtual assistant was something that I saw that things pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I researched it. I set up some things. I reached out to a few people that I knew, and the rest was history. At that point, I built the business around the things that I know I could do well.
Okay.
And the other people would need help with. So at that point, it was pretty much a lot of administration forms, completing things for the organization.
Okay.
And then other entrepreneurs reached out. And then that's how I switched over to a business consultant side, because being a virtual assistant solely was putting myself in a box.
Okay.
And I had more skill set than just admin work. So
okay.
I stepped out on faith and kind of reached out to some more people, did a little bit more research, and continued to grow the business. Now, Axe Blue Jay covers project management, merchandise development, business and organization preparation as far as filing forms.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some graphic design. I by no means consider myself a graphic designer, but I can make things look pretty. So
right.
I make sure.
I'm gonna give you what I can.
Correct. I mean, and then if I can do it, I could reach out to somebody who can. So I make sure I surround myself with people who also assist me, but as well as can be a help to someone else. So
okay.
If the business doesn't come to me, I don't have a problem sending it to someone else, because I know that that next person will do just as good of a job that I could perform. So sometimes we got to keep our network working within each other, because one day they'll refer someone to me that they can assist. So
that's right.
I find it works. And I'm Absolutely. Trying to continue to grow the business and grow the network and keep it going.
Absolutely. No, you've been doing a great job. And I, you know, I'm just definitely happy that, you know, we were even able to partner together, because I think that you have just like some meaningful courses and things that a lot of, you know, up and coming entrepreneurs can utilize, as well as people that are already in business. Because, you know, we know with entrepreneurship, you have to grow and you have to adjust to the time. So you have to have somebody like you in their corner in order to grow and really, you know, take things to the next level.
Absolutely. Especially now in this time where mm-hmm. most people who were service-based businesses, they had to stop operations because people couldn't come into their doors. So they had to learn to redirect some of their programming to something that's solely online. That's a skill set that everyone doesn't have. So
yeah, and I wanted to
have
ask you
to
about
reach
that
out,
because I know that you said that you started doing things virtually. So
correct.
Can you say that, like, with everything that's going on now where we have, everyone else has kind of switched, did you, you know, right, they're finally getting up. Did you, you know, ever have a hard time with that? I mean, kind of going into it initially, or was it always something that came easy to you?
It came easy because I am a firm believer in less is more. You do not have to be sitting in my face every day, all day, to get something done.
Yes, right.
So you put your task out there. You let me know what you need done. We conversate on, you know, we maybe do our emails. We may text back and forth.
Right.
A couple of phone calls. But it doesn't have to be sit down and meet.
That's right.
And that was something that I found worked well, because when you have a conversation, you're able to describe exactly what you want.
That's right.
And it doesn't take away from it if you're not sitting across the table from it.
Absolutely.
So I had a lot of people who were kind of hesitant because they wasn't sure about a virtual assistant. But it works the same way as a personal assistant would, except it's more geared towards your business. That's now, I did originally start out having clients that they wanted things for their personal lifestyle as well as their business. So I was kind of like, okay, I was booking flights. I was booking itineraries for travel, things like that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's a whole different realm.
Yeah.
But that's what they wanted. So I kind of, you know, I customized some things for people who were basing their business and they're trying to manage their business and their family life. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I get it. They needed some help all around. And once they saw that they could shoot me an email and then they'll get a response and then it was done. They were like, well, what else can you do? Can you make some doctor's appointments with my kids? You know, it was kind of like people literally was using it as a personal virtual assistant.
Okay.
It worked for a while. It kind of was mind-boggling because I'm like, this is a bit much. Like, we started as a business relationship and now it's ventured into personal.
Right. Like, I'm doing personal things for you at this point.
Correct. And some people, that's what they need. They need a both. So I said, well, this is for the business person in a whole. If your business overflows into your family lifestyle, I mean, that's what it is. I don't do as much of personal.
Right. She is not promoting that.
No, not at all. It was odd to me because it was not just one client. It was like a multitude of people who kept saying, well, can you do this? Yeah. And one lady, she literally hired me to work with her personal assistant who was at her office, but her personal assistant couldn't do everything. So I was doing business part and personal stuff because this personal assistant was at the business, but everything couldn't get done. And it was like, wow.
I'm sure that was a mess.
It was.
You had to go in and clean that up too.
They were in London at the time. So our days and nights were totally opposite. So I'm getting up at 4 a.m. trying to meet with them for things that they needed done. And I was just like, whew.
Okay, no, that is not the way. Sounds like a lot. But when you are someone like, you know, and you've got the background that you have, you know how to immediately kind of jump in and figure out what needs to be done and do it in an efficient amount of time, you know, and that's why it's important to, you know, to have your business consultants and to have those virtual services, because like you said, you can get it done real quick versus having to schedule a meeting, then you still have to do the work, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it just seems like the smart way to go about things.
Right. I was skeptical of how well it would be perceived when I initially started.
Mm-hmm.
But as time progressed, I realized it was a need for it. More people had more things that they could not accomplish because they didn't have time to, which pretty much is where we're at today.
Yeah.
You trying to manage the business, work the business, and grow the business all at the same time by yourself.
Yeah.
Or with a limited amount of staff. So having someone who can help you virtually literally takes the weight off. It allows you to focus on the front end of the money-making part of the business and let someone else do the behind-the-scenes aspects that helps you grow the business. So it works. And most people, once they realize what all it encompasses, they were like, okay, sign me up right now, because it makes sense.
Absolutely.
It makes sense. It's something we need. We can't
as great as we all are individually, we're greater together because you have a support system. You have someone that can help bounce ideas off of.
Right.
If you need someone who to bring you back to reality, like, okay, this is a great idea, but let's be realistic. How can you get this accomplished? That's like right. To go from ideation to fruition. Most people struggle because they see an idea, they can write it down on paper. Right. Putting it into action is totally different. And that's some of the things that I've learned to do well over the course of the business.
Okay. You know, one thing that you said was that, you know, when you first started, of course, you were doing a lot of the virtual assistance, but then it shifted to, you know, more of like the business consulting role. For you, you know, and I mean, and just maybe from what you've seen, just in your experience with even working with other businesses, how important do you think that it is to be able to learn to pivot in your business? You know, that's been the hot word for 2020. Yes. It really, really has. And
that's the go-to word.
It's so relevant. That's like one of the hot topics. But what, you know, how important do you think that that is?
I think originally most, like your business is a living organism. It changes. What you started doing on day one should not be what you're doing on year 10.
That's right.
Because you need growth. You need elevation. You learn. Things is trial and error. So in this season that we're in now, having the ability to pivot and to recreate your business and decide, okay, let me see how else I can present this. Because the need for whatever you're doing as a business owner is still there. It's just now people have to figure out how can they go about getting it? A lot of people who are service-based industry have to now heavily weigh on virtual things. Mm-hmm. If they're not tech savvy, using Zoom can be complicated for someone who's never had to do it.
That's right.
Someone who literally has never had to do something with a scheduler. You call people to make an appointment. That's it. Now you have to really sit down and plan out a calendar to decide, okay, how much screen time can I devote to this project?
Yeah.
Now you need to be able to reach your audience on a different platform. You can host an event online just as well as you can host an event at a place.
That's right.
Now you just got to do a little bit more work to get their attention.
Yeah. No, I mean,
right, like
you have to.
There's no way you can do it. Advertising and marketing is basically the hot items for most business owners right now. They're trying to figure out how can they market their brand to get it in front of others, as well as build up the advertising around it to get the attention. Because you have your partnerships with people who know your work, but those aren't the people you're trying to reach at this point.
No.
Because they know you already. You're trying to reach the ones who don't know you, who do not know exactly what you offer. So you have to have the ability to turn a corner, per se.
Yeah.
Like, you turn this corner and you say, okay, I'm going to go all out and I'm going to do these videos. I'm going to do these virtual things that I've never done before. Okay. Like, going live on Facebook. I personally never went live. I still don't do
what?
It.
What? Wait a minute. No, you...
I don't, because I was, for so long, I was behind the scenes. So why did I need to go live? It really wasn't necessary.
They want to know you. They want
I know.
They want to know the woman behind Axe Blue Jay. So it's, you know, surprisingly, when people don't know, I had a hard time with it too when I first started. Ooh, clicking the live now, I'm like, ooh, I'm nervous.
Exactly. I mean, I said for this year, I'm going to start doing it. Like, I got a series already planned out. Like, I'm that person.
Yeah.
Like, I planned out which day, which time, what I'm going to talk about, and I'm just going to do it. Because I see now that it's necessary. You're right. They want to know the person behind the story,
that's right,
behind the business. And in order to do that, they want to see you.
That's right.
For so long, I never went live. I posted videos of other people talking about stuff, but it was never me because I didn't have to be. The work spoke for itself. Okay. Now I need to go out and put my face to it. Like, I used to make flyers for stuff all the time. I didn't need my face on it. The brand name was on it.
Right.
But now you have to incorporate both. You need your brand name. You need your face.
Uh-huh.
It all.
I did want to ask you. So, first off, I love your business name.
Oh, thank you.
tell me how, like, because you know, this is the thing. We all have to pick a business name. So, mm-hmm. when did you know that, like, Ask Blue Jay, that was the one that you wanted to do?
Well, Ask Blue Jay stands for something. That ASK stands for Ask, Seek, Knock. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be open. So it was based on something for me. It was more about the ability to help others. Mm-hmm. And we don't ask enough questions to get the help that we need. There's a lot of resources available to us, but we hold ourselves back. And that ask part, that was significant. Ask, seek, knock. Because if you know it's available to you, you put yourself out there to get it. At the least you can get is a no, but now you have someone's interest. So the ask is A.S.K. But most people don't know that because I just say Ask Blue Jay.
I'm glad I asked that because I was like this. I was like, she chose that. I was like, there is some significance as far as that's concerned.
It was intentional.
Okay.
The blue is my favorite color, and it's just Jay is a play on my name. A lot of people call me Jay, so it stuck. I was like my email handle from like 1999 is BlueJay26. So Blue Jay has been a part of me.
New to this. You true to this. That's basically
exactly. The Blue Jay part been around 20 years. So. Okay. That hasn't really changed.
And so it's only right to bring it all together. You know, that's great. You know, people will ask me about, like, you know, my names and stuff. And I'm, you know, like, hey, this is the history of it. So, no, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
It's the Blue Jay been around for a while. But it's just, it became a business in 2016. But it works. I don't want to steer clear of what is true to me. And that's who I am.
That's right. No. Well, you know, another thing that I did want to know, you know, naturally with you being a business consultant, I'm sure that you worked with a number of people. Can you share if there's like a common theme that you see that most of your business owners do need from you?
A common theme. Right now, most people, they're relying on social media because it's how you reach your audience.
That's right.
So in order to grow social media, I explain to people, you have to be consistent.
Yes.
You start with an idea and you run it from start to finish. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to visualize it. So if you have an idea that is true and dear to your heart, mm-hmm. and you want to focus on that, then we take it from start to finish. We get you some branded content, some promotional graphics. If you need some other elements, mm-hmm. you find those, text, font, colors, all of that. Because I think once, like for me, people see these array of blue colors and they know that that's me something because mm-hmm. I stick to the same brand colors for everything.
Me too.
And it works. Like, if you see something and it's green and it's Ask Blue Jay, it was somebody else's work because I tend to stick with what works for me.
That's right.
I tell people that colors are, you know, colors speak volumes. Like if you go with a bunch of whole, like dark, everything shouldn't be dark. Like you need to mix it up. So if you have
look at my background, it's all dark, right?
No, but you got color in there.
It's
color.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
But that's okay. The color, black and white is always, to me, should always be a part of someone's brand guide.
I agree.
Because black and white is sustainable. It's classic. So you have your main colors, and then you have black and white. And you could interchange it, and the black and white would still be classic. Yeah. A lot of people, like, people ask for logos. I would do logos, but I'm not going to do like 3D logos with all these moving parts.
Yeah. Oh, no cartoon. No cartoon logo.
No. Yeah. And I'm not a fan of glitter either. So they always be like, can I get this metallic gold with this? I'm like, think about Oprah. Yeah. Oprah is classic. Oprah's main logo is text font white, and it's literally the letter O.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You notice it anywhere.
It's basic font. It's not 50 million fonts. It's not calligraphy. It's not rainbow colors. It's not glitter. It's not gold. And everybody always wants these glittery, glitzy logos, but they don't stand time. Like, once the glitter fade goes away, what you gonna do with this glittery logo?
Yeah.
Because
it's been classic.
Right, and it's like, what is happening? And I just don't present that to my client, but they, when they want something and it's glittery and glitzy, I always go back to Oprah. And I say, Oprah is classic. Oprah is timeless. You cannot see that letter O and not associate that with her. You should want that for your own business.
Yeah, and I mean, when you think about McDonald's, think about that one, those arches.
Correct.
That's all you need to see, and you know what it is.
Correct. You want your business to be that solid and that grounded that nobody should question who that is. So if you go, if you changing your logo, not, there's nothing wrong with refreshing and rebranding and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I still think the basic necessities of classic logos should not go away. Like, when you want to put something on a t-shirt, everything can't be glittery gold.
No.
Gold lame and sparkles. It looks great on certain things. Don't get me wrong. Somebody gave me some glittery ass Blue Jay merchandise. I'll wear it, but that wouldn't be something I would advertise to wear for everyone every day.
Yeah.
Because that's just not who Ask Blue Jay is.
You have to stay true to your brand, you know, at all times. For sure.
And so that's why I tell, like, clients right now, they're trying to get content across social media. And I keep telling them, be consistent, be true to who you are. Don't just go with all of the videos, because everyone wants to do TikTok all of a sudden. If TikTok is not your element, maybe you
should learn
another one. Right. Don't. It's not necessary. When Pinterest came out a few years ago, everybody wanted to do Pinterest boards. Why? If that's not your element, it's okay not to master everything. You do not have to have everything all encompassed. Stick with what works and make it work the best. Once you've mastered it, then you can venture out and try other things, but it shouldn't be all like somebody starting out fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to post on every social media platform all at once? You have no following on none of them.
Right. But who's gonna see it?
Right. Exactly. You gotta build it up. Pick the one you want to focus on and build that up. And then once you built it up to where you want it to be, then you venture off and add on the next one, and then add on the next one. But you shouldn't go all out trying to master 5 platforms on day 30 when you're just starting out of business. Right. And most people get discouraged because you see everyone selling hair, everyone selling eyelashes, everyone selling lip gloss. Sell your lip gloss the best. Make sure your brand is consistent with whatever you're selling. If your brand reaches 300 people one day, that's great. It may reach 3,000 people the next month. But if you continue to consistently grow your business across your social media feed, then you won't have anything to worry about. Most people they want everything on day one. And we're not in that world. That's not reality. You may have a lot of people who know you and like you, but they may not all support your business. And that's one thing we have to realize, is that everyone who may be our friend, like, you may invite everyone to your party.
Yeah.
Everyone may not show up. Doesn't mean they don't like you. Maybe that party date wasn't for them. Same thing with your business. Your business has to be more about what you want to do versus who wants to help you do it. Because everyone may be in your corner, but they're not pushing you out of the corner, if you know what I mean.
Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a struggle. Like, we rely on our friends and family to grow our business, but Nine times out of ten, yeah, the strangers that you don't know is the ones who's going to push your business.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right. So I tend to tell my clients to shift from only reaching out to their friends and family, because your friends and family are going to get burnt out. They're not going to continue to buy from you.
They'll ignore it after a certain amount of time. It's just like, it's about reaching a new audience. You know, when I first started, and it's so funny that we're talking about this now, because my other business partner, Renita from Be Your Own Kind, we were, you know, recently chatting about this on her podcast, as far as, you know, how that lack of support, how it affected you when you first started versus now, you know. And I'm like, now I'm a little bit seasoned. I'm like, look, I'm going to post what my content and what I can and do my very best. And whoever latches on to that, or whoever it speaks to, that's who it's for. I can't continue to keep pushing it with people that don't understand it, or they don't care. That's the reality of it. So, you know, you have to be confident and do what it is that you do to try to reach newer people. Because let's be honest, we didn't start our businesses to just support only our local community. It was to grow and expand, you know?
Right. Honestly, I had no clients in the Chicagoland area until probably last year.
Really? Well, you said you had somebody in London, so I mean, we already know. Ask Blue Jay is international, honey. So yeah,
I literally, like, she was my very first client was someone in California. Like, our time zone was different. She interviewed me how she was interviewing everyone, and she was in awe when the conversation came up later, like after she had already agreed and signed contracts. I said, "You were my very first client." And she was like, "Are you kidding me?" Because the initial interview, she said it was flawless. It went, all of her questions was answered. It wasn't any hesitation, because I have been doing the work for a while, but I just had never started the business. So my initial clients, none of them were people I knew from Chicago, Chicago area.
That's like, a blessing, literally, today, like that. What?
It was literally all virtually. No, it wasn't. I was shocked, because the ladies, the group that I was working with in London, they were travelers. So they may have been in like Marrakesh, they may have been in Canada, they may have been in England, they could have been anywhere. And they were like Skype everything. So that platform, we used it. They never questioned the fact that I was in Chicago. Like, the fact that we were so different time zones, yeah, it never mattered, because the work still got done.
At the end of the day.
Right, and that's all people care about. But I literally didn't start working with people in Chicago until last year.
That's amazing. You know, and it's like, for me, you know, even just to hear that from you is, you know, it makes it even more like, I want to continue to push even harder, because I feel like, I mean, for your business to do that, that speaks for itself, you know. And I think that there are a lot of business owners, up and coming entrepreneurs, that, you know, if they need that assistance, it's right here. It's right here in your town, you know. So it's
right.
Clap it up for you.
For sure. Thank you.
I want to know, you know, with everything that we've discussed, you know, all of your accomplishments so far, you know, what is the one that stands out to you the most in business?
The one accomplishment. The one accomplishment, let's see.
I know, look, this is a hard one, because it's like, how do you narrow it down? It sounds like you've been doing all types of stuff, so this might be a little difficult.
I guess I have a couple, but I could pick one, I guess. When a client who initially had an idea that tanked. When I say tanked, I mean it tanked. But they were not discouraged. We put a lot of effort into it, and it just didn't take off. It probably was like 3 months worth of work. And then all of a sudden, it turned around, like out of the blue. And one thing I realized is that even though the initial project did not go as successfully as they wanted it to go, it wasn't any fault of ours. Mm-hmm. It was just the timing of the people that wanted to participate. So it was kind of like, let's continue to grow it. Let's continue to do things. Let's continue to put it out there. The investment had already been made. So it's kind of like,
it had to see it through at that point.
Correct. Do you want to chalk it up and start something else, or you want to push forward? We pushed forward, and the client was shocked that the same things we did the first go around worked totally different the next go around. Okay. But we stayed consistent and we stayed true, and it took off. And it was kind of like, you know, as a business owner, you do not want to see something not succeed as well as they think it should.
That's right. That's right.
And when you invested in it, it's kind of like, okay, now what do we do? We right. shifted gears. We took what worked and we made it better. And that growth is what I value the most, working with clients. Because everybody's idea is great to them. That's it's right. selling that idea to other people that is going to make you the money. And a lot of times, it's a little, you know, it's little things that someone may not think about.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes all the world. Because somebody else could come back and say, okay, oh, you know, I thought about that. Let me take a look and see what they have going on.
Right.
And then they want to continue to purchase. They support the business. And then it takes off. But the first time around, you may not have that success. But yeah. that's okay. Because the success will come. But as they say, build it and they will come.
Yeah, and don't try to rush the process. I mean, you know, like you correct. Said, when you want something and you just want it so immediately, you lose out on that process. It builds character in your business and in you as a business owner when you have to go through some of those obstacles as you're trying to grow your business.
Right. But I always tell people, no results are guaranteed. Mm-hmm. We hope for the best and we expect our things to take off. There are some things I do myself personally for my business that doesn't always take off, but I continue to keep pushing at it.
That's right.
Because all it takes is one person to see the difference that it made for them. They give you a testimonial and bam, now you have something to show this actually works.
That's right.
Now are you willing to see it through? Most people will. We look for that instantaneous gratification, and we don't always get that. As business owners, you prefer not to have to be in the negative. You know, you prefer not to have right. to take a loss or something. Like a lot of people took a loss when we went into quarantine. Everybody had to shut down. There were things done that, how are you going to get your money back? You spend money for this, and
yeah.
There's nothing you can do at that point. That loss is a loss. Now you take that loss and you run it the total opposite direction and hope that you could get something back.
That's right.
And that's what I think we don't do enough. We don't push forward once something doesn't work.
Yeah.
It'll stop. We get, you know, our motivation may get zapped. And you lose,
yeah,
you know, like that mojo.
That's definitely one of the questions I was going to ask you as far as with, you know, staying motivated. But before we go there, though,
okay.
I want to know from you, you know, of course, a lot of the times of entrepreneurship is always easy to discuss the highs that we have in business. You know, mm-hmm. what have been some challenges that you faced along the way and how did you deal with that when you were experiencing it?
Challenges for me is continuing to grow the business because having to do everything myself because that's what the business consisted of at the time. Exactly. And it was draining, you know, like your personal life gets into play. You try not to, you know, balance work, business, home. You try to make it all work. And when it's to the point where it doesn't work, you got to step back and reevaluate yourself because it literally, it can make or break you. And I got to that point probably, let's see, what is this, 2020? So mm-hmm. maybe like 2018.
Okay, okay.
I had my daughter and I took a break and I was kind of like, thanks. I took a break, and it was kind of like, when I got ready to start back up, it wasn't as easy as I thought it should have been.
Okay.
I had already continued to do the work. So, like, clients I had at that moment, they were still there. Like, I may not have taken a break from those people, but the new people coming in was not how I thought it should have been.
Okay.
So, it's kind of like you have to think, are you able to sustain your business if you can run it day to day? And that's where I was at. Like, I literally realized that this business won't sustain if I can't make it automated more, where things don't have to be done only by me.
Yeah.
And last year I was able to start hiring other people to help me. So when I was able to employ other people, now I have my own virtual assistant. So the burden isn't always on me to produce every single thing for everyone. Right. When it's something for me, for my business, I have help now. And it was to that point where you have to realize that you need the help.
That's right.
Because we always say, oh, I got this, you know, I've been working it and I've been doing it, but
I'll be looking, I'm like, how can I pass this? Who can help me? I mean, when I first started, Jeanette, I was definitely like, you know, I mean, you still kind of like a one woman show even now, but I was much more reluctant to have other people help me. And now, mm-hmm. you know, when I speak about my tribe, as far as the people, you're included in that too, because it's just like, you know, I'm definitely going to be utilizing some of your services. I have other people that I can turn to when I'm in need so that I don't have to bear the burden on my own. Like, as your business grows, it gets to a point where you cannot do it all by yourself. It's unrealistic.
Exactly. It's unrealistic and it's not healthy.
Right.
Because you get burnt out. You literally crash and burn because you've been trying to burn the oil on both ends. And that's, it's right. Like, there's no more energy. There's nothing more you want to do. You know what I mean? It's kind of like your business becomes stagnant. And some people can operate in that zone. But for how long? It's not sustainable at that level. So you have to be able to take a break for yourself. You have to be able to know when you need help. You have to be able to say, you know, like, this business is important, but so am I. You know what I mean? You got to give yourself some time to figure out exactly how you want to proceed. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart.
Say it again in case they didn't hear it, okay?
It's not as easy as people say, oh, I'm working for myself. Yeah, but do you pay yourself? Like, right. There's a lot of people who work. Exactly. That's what I keep telling people. When you start a business, you have to think about the ability to pay yourself. If you can't pay yourself, then you're still working. You want to be able to have a business that will pay you and works and still cover everything you need.
That's right.
And not become only you. Like, you have to be able to sustain it. And by yourself is not, it's great, but it's not easy.
It can get to be a lot sometimes. I remember when I had to, you know, add people to the team and do that. I'm like, okay, I feel a lot better. It was almost like a sigh of relief. Like, you know, hey, I don't have to bear this alone. And, you know, it puts you in a place where you're just very thankful, because it's like, you know, trusting somebody with your business. Your business is your baby. It's a lot. You know, it definitely.
And that trust factor is huge for me, because a lot of people say, you know, you have access to all of these things. I mean, but it's my name. So if something happens, you know, I have to remember my name is still associated with this.
Absolutely.
So you want to build that trust factor so that no one can question your authenticity about it.
That's right.
Because if you're not willing to do the work for someone else, how can someone new come along and trust you to do theirs?
Absolutely. No, that's
so that's real. It definitely is. Entrepreneurship is a work. It's a constant work.
It is. It is. And I think that it has to be said, because people look at it and they think, oh, I'll go ahead and launch this. And then they get into it and see that it's really a lot of work. Like, I'll be honest with you. I have to, you know, I shuffle a few things, and it's like Sundays is my day to record. And that's typically everybody's day at rest. But I'm like, you know what? you push and you do what you have to do, you know?
Right.
And that brings me to my next question. How do you personally stay motivated, especially during some of these trying times with the COVID-19 crisis?
Honestly, I take some time. I relax. I literally sit down, turn the computer off, put the phone down, watch some TV, turn the music on, whatever. Just take a time away from it, because we literally unplug everything. We get so used to being at the fingertips. Like, people who have projects I'm working on, they'll text me 2 o'clock in the morning, midnight.
Oh no.
You could text, don't mean I'm gonna respond.
Yeah.
So I've learned to take a day off during the week from business, and I tell people that yeah, I'm just not available on Wednesdays. Wednesday is my day.
Yeah.
Work business. So Wednesdays, if you have something that's due, it'll be available Tuesday, or it'll be available Thursday, but it will not be available on Wednesday. So,
and please don't ask, you know, like.
Right. Don't try to text and say, oh, well, did you get a chance to finish that? You will not get a response.
No.
It has to be an emergency.
Thursday morning.
It'll have to be an emergency, because that ability to step back and focus on something else is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to finish. You know what I mean? Because we don't want to say, you know, I didn't accomplish my goal. But time management makes it a lot easier. So if you are able to prioritize days of the week, times, hours of the day, whatever. Like, I have a 2-year-old. Normally she's running all through here. Right now she's content. She's sitting down. She's relaxed. So I'm taking advantage of it.
Right. She's chilling out today. She like, look.
Exactly. So people who are juggling jobs, family, and a business, you have to figure out how to prioritize what works for you. If you know you work best at 2 a.m., set that alarm clock and get up at 2 a.m. Take a nap, get back up, and start all over again.
Yeah. No, that's sound advice, Janae. I mean, and it's definitely something that could be applied to, even if you're not a business owner. It's just like, you know, you still, even in the hustle and bustle of things, you have to take that time out for you to do something. I mean, it's just Netflixing and chilling, you know, it could be whatever it is, going to get a scoop of ice cream, whatever. Kind of, I tell people, I'm like, I'm taking a day off to do all the things that make me smile. You know, like that's why I'm like, I'm literally getting everything together, because I'm like, with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, I'm not doing a show. I am relaxing. I'm spending time with family and doing the things that make me happy, because pour into others all the time. You know, I mean, we are in, even with my business, my business is to highlight and showcase others. I still have to take those times out for me. So I think that's great advice.
Yeah, it's necessary. There's no way you can do it 24/7 and expect to see results. Something will be lacking, because you won't have, I mean, you don't have energy. Like, I see people who they work whenever work comes. You know what I mean? Like, they have that set. Like, if somebody reach out today and say, can you do this tomorrow? They become available. Mm. Why? Schedule that. Sometimes.
Right. Don't put yourself through that. That's it. It just seems like it's so much. It's so much.
Right. And people say, oh, well, I need the money. You need the money, or is that what you say? Because not all money is good money.
It's not.
Just because someone says they're available and they have X number of dollars to do this.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work with your timing, your schedule, your plans, then it's not necessarily what's best for you. Right. Now, don't get me wrong. People don't turn away good money because you want to take a nap. But
right. Please, if you've been resting the whole weekend, I'm gonna need you to get up and go ahead and take that job. You need to don't do that.
Right, but don't burn both ends trying to get it, trying to get that extra dollar, because it's not, you won't get to enjoy it. You're going to be so burnt out. What are you going to do?
You have to set those healthy boundaries. I think that when people see entrepreneurs, and when they're, especially when they're solely in business for themselves, they feel like that they have this like 24/7 access to you. And it's just like, no. The same way that you would have to schedule something if you was at your 9-to-5 to get a service or to get something, you know, you would want to give that same respect to entrepreneurs, you know. Now, you kind of touched on that a little bit. I would assume that you probably dealt with that a little bit, where people were trying to, like, push the envelope to see, like, well, let me see if she gonna respond, you know.
Yes, because you know how you tell people, you may, like, if you, like, I believe in deadlines. If we discuss and we say we need this done by the first, then we're going to get it done by the first. But doesn't mean I need to wait to the 31st to do it.
Right.
So some people get into that mindset, oh, she said she'll wait to make sure it's done by the first. Right. Complete it, meaning no more working on it.
Right.
That doesn't mean you wait till the last minute, because that monopolizes my time. So because I got to wait for you to do
your job
or part.
That's right.
So I try to tell people that realistic deadlines have to be set up front, because that way nobody is calling anybody at 6 a.m. or trying to send them a message at midnight.
Last minute stuff.
No. Right. We need to have it scheduled. It's smoke signals can go out. I don't care. Just schedule it. That way somebody can say, you know, they're held accountable for their own thing. Because if you tell me you need something done by the first, I give you some things that need to be completed before I can finish, why would you wait till the 30th or the 31st to give it to me?
That's ridiculous. Because
then that holds me up. Right. So 2 weeks before your deadline, everything you need to have to me should be completed already.
Yeah.
That way we're not waiting the night before trying to crank it all out.
Absolutely. No, that's real. You've been very transparent as far as, like, you know, how everything has been going with the consultant. And I mean, you know, as much as we as entrepreneurs have to make sure that we're giving 100% of our best, we do have to, you know, for the people that we work with, they have to respect professional boundaries and timelines and things that go along with it, because it's like, we can only be as successful as you'll allow us to be. You know, given the work that needs to be done. So that's real.
The direction has to be there. I don't like to micromanage, and I don't like to be micromanaged. But in doing things, you have to be held accountable. So not being able to go back and pinpoint where something transpired is like, okay, were you paying attention?
Right.
Was there communication off? How is it that this isn't done? So that's why I said we have to hold ourselves accountable to make sure we're conducting business how we want business to run, as well as putting forth our best effort all the time.
Absolutely.
People get so consumed with wanting it to be perfect that it's not done correctly. So we start over. We have to go back and redo some things. When if we did knock this out correctly the first time, we wouldn't have these issues. Right, it'll be done.
That's right. That's right. No, that's, look, you saying nothing but facts. Nothing but facts. But I do want to know, you know, what's next for Axe Blue Jay?
There's a lot in motion right now.
That's a heavy sigh. I want to know what's behind that.
It's so much. I'm still growing business every day. Right now, I'm trying different things to get a different audience, because nothing wrong with the audience I currently have. I just want to expand in a different direction. So right now I'm trying a course that is called Create Market Sale. The course is geared towards entrepreneurs and organizations who are service-based that do not have products, merchandise, anything mm-hmm. they can tangibly sell to help them grow business. And I say organizations because people think not-for-profits can sell things. They can. They just have to make sure they allocate the funds that they receive from those sales back into the organization. Okay. It can't be to line someone else's pockets. It's right. not, you know what I mean? Most organizations that are not-for-profit get most of their funding through donations, grants, things mm-hmm. like that.
Correct.
But a not-for-profit organization can sell items all day long. They may not have items to sell, which is normally the problem. That's where Create Market Sale will come into play. Mm-hmm. They literally will learn how to take things they do within their organization, their business, develop strategies to create these items, whether it's journals, notebooks, t-shirts, mm-hmm. tote bags, tangible things that people every day use.
Right.
And they design the products. They will learn to market them. They will learn to sell them. Literally, it allows them to add on an expansion of their own organization or business.
Okay.
From service to include products. Because that is where a lot of our service-based businesses are lacking.
Okay.
You have no other sustainable income coming in. Okay. If you can't provide that service, what else is your moneymaker? So you then have to reach out and partner with other people or create your own products. These products can be anything, t-shirts, however you want to do it.
Right.
I use drop shipping services. If you have a vendor that's local, use them. If you have a relationship with someone who does printing services, use them. If you need to use online resources, use them. In the course, it shows you how to do the research to figure out what works best for you. Mm-hmm. Like right now, drop shipping is taking a hit because shipping costs are increasing.
Yeah.
Postage is increasing. Shipping things through FedEx, UPS, it's increasing. So that means you need to offset those costs to someone, more than likely your consumer.
Yeah.
So unless you plan to eat it, and you know what I mean, it's not sustainable to do that for
right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the course shows the different areas that you can use to get your product out there. Most people have a lot of ideas. It could be a slogan. It could be a tagline. It could be a catchphrase. Slap it on a tote bag, make it fancy, throw some colors in there to represent your brand or your organization, sell it.
Make it happen. Yeah.
People will buy it.
It's a good idea. I mean, you know, we have definitely advertised the that course on the show, as well as one it just passed recently, the Pushing Past Procrastination.
Yes, that was a challenge. Literally, that was a challenge. Yes.
Yeah,
it was.
But you know, it was a good one. I mean, and the thing about it is that this is meaningful content that people need to be able to take advantage of and experience so that they can become better in what it is that they're doing. And, you know, I love the fact that it can stretch over a multitude of industries and markets.
Yes. And that was my whole focus for Create Market Sale, Pushing Past Procrastination, because the procrastination part
mm-hmm.
is who we are as people. I mean, whether we want to admit it or not,
yeah,
everyone has something that they procrastinate about.
Everybody.
And there's nothing wrong with it. The issue is you need to be able to see how to get around it, how to make it not so much of a burden on you, how to be able to adapt and figure out, okay, let me break it down into smaller parts. Maybe I'll do it more consistently. And that's the thing. I believe strongly that being consistent in anything eventually is going to work for you because yeah. you put in the work in the beginning and it's going to go all the way to where you want it to be as long as you continue to push forth that effort. The Pushing Past Procrastination Challenge will be available. It doesn't have to be just on certain days per se, but because it's not
ongoing.
It's ongoing. It's available. The challenge is made for 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks.
I'm sending that invite out to a few people that I know. They are just big, big procrastinators. I'm gonna be like, hey, you need to take advantage of this.
It's for 4 weeks at a time. So whichever 4 weeks that a person chooses, it's available.
Okay.
The course is technically a 30-day course, but it's do it yourself at your own pace. So
some people speed through. You're just giving the procrastinators not.
But that's because somebody might want to do certain parts. Like, because part of the design aspect is to use content you already have.
Okay.
Why reinvent the wheel if you got content? Use that same content towards your next thing. So the merchandise that you create can be based off of content you already have. So
that's right.
Why not use it? What else I got going on? Holiday. It's Black Friday stuff.
Yes. What's going on with the, give us the deal.
The Black Friday sale right now is the Black Excellence Intentionally collection. That collection includes totes, t-shirts, hoodies, cups, mugs, notebooks. It includes all of it. So right now it's 20% off anyone who uses the code THANKS20, THANKS20.
Okay.
That's good through November 30th. There'll be a special one on Black Friday itself, but I'm not going to tell that just yet.
You don't have to let them know that.
But the thing is,
you anyway, okay?
Absolutely.
They can get those updates.
Yep, they can join the Ask Blue Jay community on Facebook. There's a group now. So that group gets insight on extra little things.
Okay.
Right now, there's also a raffle for the collection. So if you purchase any item in the collection, you're entered into the raffle.
Okay.
You have to also follow Ask Blue Jay on Facebook and Instagram and hashtag the post Ask Blue Jay and refresh your brand. Refresh Your Brand is a promotion for Black Friday also.
Okay.
With Refresh Your Brand, it includes a brand identity guide, which kind of takes what we were talking about earlier. Take your logo, develop some brand colors, develop some textures, some fonts, some type of templates that you can use for social media, and it will include a banner or header for a website. And also, what else you get? Banner, website, letter, templates, the brand guide. Oh, and a logo update if you need it.
Okay.
That's called Refresh Your Brand. That's a promotion going on right now for Black Friday also.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, no, you've got it going on, Janae. Like I said, I'm just, you know, excited to be working with you and just, you know, working with your brand. I think that you, you know, just really do a great job. I mean, I love how you market yourself. You know, I'm like,
thank you.
She's dope. So, you know, and I want to thank you so much for taking time to speak with me. You know, can you let the viewers know how they can, you know, follow you? Because I know we've been telling them to follow you, but where they can follow you and, you know, how they can support.
Sure. They can follow me on all social media links under Ask Blue Jay, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's all Ask Blue Jay. My kid is,
she needs you right now.
Yes. Also, website askbluejay.com.
Okay.
ASKBLUEJAE.com. Everything that usually is on social media is also on the website.
Okay.
Generally, I try to keep them updated, but you know, sometimes.
Oh, I know.
I forget. But, yeah, the Ask Blue Jay group is called Ask Blue Jay Community.
I'll be tagging it, so I'll make sure that they are able to see it and can go in and join that community.
That community allows people to get inside access to different promotions, events, things going on. I also do my morning motivation posts, so they'll get those as well. I just like to keep us going. We have to keep motivated. We have to stay vigilant with growing our business. Not everything can be a sponsor ad, so we got to do some organic growing also. I just want to see us all succeed. We have the ability to do great things, and we can do even greater things when we work together, because partnerships and alliances and collaborations have sustained businesses for a long time. We need to do that for ourselves. We have a lot of great things and a lot of great talent, but we don't utilize them to the best of their abilities. So I say go full throttle. 2021, you know, take all the lessons learned in 2020, because we've learned some lessons. We're gonna make the best of it. You know, things didn't go how everyone planned. You know, we started 2020 strong, and then
we are taking over this year.
Yes, and then it was kind of like, hold up, wait a minute, not so fast,
right?
So, has been a great year, though. You know, I'm still sustained. Business has grown, even in a pandemic.
That's right.
And I think it's just the timing of everything. We have to devote time to be consistent and grow our businesses so that we'll have something tomorrow. Because at this rate, we want our businesses to sustain.
Yeah. And to continue to grow. Look, Janae, you have dropped some words on here today.
I thank you for your platform.
No, I thank you for, you know, for gracing my platform. It's absolutely just been amazing to hear your journey and to learn, you know, a lot more about Ask Blue Jay. And I look forward to continuing to support and serve you and your business too, because, you know, it's definitely one that's very meaningful. And I hope that anyone that tunes in, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, you know, she is able to assist you. So even if you are overseas, if you're here with us in the U.S., you know, you have someone that will be able to uplift and help you grow your business. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Janae, thank you again. It's been absolutely amazing. Make sure that you all follow me on all social platforms, Ms. Michi and the Blueprint Media Company, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. You know, definitely look forward to, you know, coming back next week with another influential guest. Please make sure that you stay safe during this holiday and enjoy yourself. Make sure that you take advantage of the courses that are being offered by Ask Blue Jay. And I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.